Come learn about Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Tumura Sabchoir. The exchange of a Bechoir, firstborn of a Hamaisa. Or the exchange of a Maisa Behema. So their Tumura does not have the same din as the Bechoir or the Maisa. So Vladan, its offspring, Vladan and the offspring of the offspring, I'd say for evermore, had a Elu Kibchoir and Maisa, have a dinim like a Bechoir and Maisa. That you cannot sell it, just like a bechor, even if it has a mum, you cannot sell it in the store. You can only eat it yourself, because if you want a mevaze kachim, you don't want to sell kachim. The same thing with its swap and its offspring. The yoichlu b'mum and lebailin. What happens to it? You don't bring it on the mizbeach, not like a oil and shlamin that you know. But what you eat it with it when it has a mum. So how is bechor and maizer different than all other kachim? Call that kachim, all other kachim, when let's say you let it wander about till it has a mum, or if it has a mum, what you do is then nimkar, immediately you sell it in the marketplace, because then you get more money for it. And who ends up with the money? Hegdish. We're happy for Hegdish to get more money. Vinish chotim, eaters can be sold in the marketplace. Vinish golem, let's say you weigh it on a scale. Or chutzpil abchor maisa, there it ends up with the owners. So abchor ends up with a kohen who owns it privately, or a maisa behemah ends up with the owner of the animal who has a mum. So why should we let him have more money? The money ends up in private hands anyway. But instead, give cover to the kabbanis. V'yeshlehen pidyon. Also, all other kabbanis you can redeem. Once it has a mum, you can redeem it. Mashenkein, Utmar Sein, Pinyin, and so too the Tamura as well. It has a Pinyin in the Mishnah. Chut min ha-Pchoy v'ha-Maiseh, the exception is Pchoy and Maiseh. That by Pchoy and Maiseh, there's no Pinyin. You can never redeem it. The Pasas are cool, you can never redeem it. Boyim chutz l'Mishnah, Mishnah. Boyim chutz l'Aretz, all Kabbalahs, if you didn't have Vera, you could bring a sin offering from chutz l'Aretz. Chutz min ha-Pchoy and except Pchoy and Maiseh, l'chatchil, you do not bring it from chutz l'Aretz as it had before the Gemara. She'im bo t'mim, if they came, whole, unblemished, you will bring it up. Aba ve'im bali mumin, but if they have a mum, yoichlu, the mumin lebaile, the owner can eat it. So l'chatchil, you don't bring it to the base. I mean, if you did, you did. Aba rab shimon shimon, ma tam, what's the reason? Sh'abchoy v'amaiseh, yeshlen, what's it? Abchoy v'amaiseh, yeshlen, panos v'makayman. You could take care of it where they are. Let them wander about. We're making the difference of Pchoyer, Maiseh, and other Kabbanis. Pchoyer and Maiseh, Behemoth, the tenth animal, let it wander about wherever it is. Wait till it has a mum, and then what happens to it? It's eaten by its owner. So you don't have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Bishar kol ha-kotchi, but all other kachim, even if it has a mum, abish ne'el ha-mum, hari e'el b'gdushah, so they still wholly have to redeem it. So therefore, you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava says Rava by Rava Amza. Born Marava. Question was asked in that as well. Hamatul mum b'tmuras b'chor ma'aseh. You're not allowed to inflict the mum on a b'chor. What about on the exchange of a b'chor? The tmur of a b'chor. Since you cannot bring it to the mizbeach, maybe there's no avera of inflicting a mum, or because it's still holy, you're not allowed to inflict a mum. So he asked the question, if you inflict a mum on tumur of a b'chor or a ma'aseh, what is it then? We say, kivin le kraven, since you cannot bring it on the mizbeach, le mechai, we will not hold you liable, you won't get malchus. Or you may kivin the kach, the fact that it's still holy, you have to wait now for a mum, is mechai, you're still liable. Why aren't you asking the question? You're asking about a b'chor. Why don't you ask the question? The same thing is a matul mum b'chish of ma'aseh. If your ninth animal of ma'aseh by mistake, you call it number 10. It becomes kodesh, but you don't bring it as a carbon. Right? You don't bring it as a carbon. So therefore, why don't you ask the same question? What you do is you eat it with this mum. Why don't you ask the question? If you put a mum onto it, if you're over or you're not over. Ella Maishna Chi, why aren't you asking the question when it comes to ninth the late Kimabay, like you don't have a question that Achmon and Miat the Tata clearly says Asidi Kodesh Lahoitsia Chi. They says the tenth one only the tenth one is holy, to tell you that the ninth one is not holy, or you're not over. It says Asidi Kodesh Lashem. And since you're not makrivit, you're definitely not liable. Nu hachinam rachmona miyatinu. Over here also, Taylor was reminded, leisif, that you cannot redeem an animal of a b'choy, ki kodeshem, because they are holy. So leisif, they're kodeshem, they're holy. Heim kreivim, we learn from there, they are brought up, the ain't tumura, so kreivim, and the tumura is not brought in mizbech, which means if you make a mum, it's not the end of the world. You don't get malchus for it, because you cannot bring it. So that's one version. You ask Pchayr, I ask him, why don't you ask Maisa Behemoth? The other version is just the opposite. Menachem Yitzchak Masnei Hochelin, the other way. Amr Rav Achav Rav Aza, Bor Marove, Aslan Marove, Hamatul Mum Bechiv. So Maisa, what would it be if you people inflicted a mum on the animal, the ninth animal, which by mistake you'd call ten? Since it's not Shaykh to be rolling his Bech, are you either a mum or not? Amr Levi Tiboylach, why don't you ask me Hamatul Mum Bechiv Pchayr and Maisa? Why don't you ask me about if somebody makes a mum in the Bech Pchayr? Ella Maisa Tumur Bechayr and Maisa, the Levi Bola, why aren't you asking regarding the Tumur? Of a b'chayr and a ma'isa. Why don't you ask me the tumur? You're asking me about the ninth animal you call tent. Why don't you ask me regarding the tumur of a b'chayr and ma'isa? The Rachmana Mir Tetera clearly said kodesh heim, that the original ones are kodesh v'hein kraven v'ein tumur also kraven. Therefore, you don't bring up the one that you use as a substitute, and therefore you don't get malchus as sheish al ma'isa. Now, Mir Rachmana Mir Tetera also clearly said that the ninth one, if by mistake you call it tent, even though it's holy, but you cannot bring him as mizbech. Or asidi yir kodesh heim, only the tenth one, lahoitzer she, not the ninth, and therefore there's no isa. You don't get malchus for making a mum. Then it says in Bo Tzmimin, you don't bring Kabbanis from Chutzlar, but if you did a whole, you will bring it up. It says the Gemara, but Aminu asked a question. Your Amish says you're allowed to bring it from Chutzlar. It says Ben Antignus Hela B'chayis Mabavel. Ben Antignus brought firstborn from Bavel, V'loy Kiblu Imenu, and they were not accepted. Amr Rav Chizda, no, but even but the Eved they didn't accept the Kabbanis from Bavel. Amr Rav Chizda Lakasha. It's an argument. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel says that you don't. Rabbi Kiva, you do a Tanya. Rabbi Yisrael, make Gimel Dvarim. Three things from Gimel Skeim. I heard three things from three elders. One of them, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Yochel, I would have thought Yalla Adam Maisa Sheni is Manazeh. I would have thought even today there's no Beis Hamikdash. You should still bring your Maisa Sheni. You're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. I would have thought that maybe Yerushalayim still maintains its kedusha, and you should bring it to Yerushalayim with you with Dinu, and it makes sense. Chay Ton Havas Mokum. Chay requires you should bring it to the Beis Hamikdash with Maisa Ton Havas Mokum, and Maisa Sheni also has to be brought into the Beis Hamikdash. Ma Bechay Ein Nechel, just like Bechay cannot be eaten. Elephant Abai is only the time based Midrash because you have to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbech and you don't have that. Af Maisa Elenecho Elephant Abai. Also, Maisa is only in the time based Midrash. That's what the Mordechai concludes. So, you know, no. What are you comparing to? Im Amri Bechay Bai Bechay, you know why only in the times of based Midrash it came to Matan Domi, Eimud and Mizbech. One of the requirements of Bechay is you gotta sprinkle the blood on the Mizbech, you gotta take the fat and burn it on the Mizbech. There's no Mizbech, no based Midrash, you can't do it, therefore you don't do it. Or but Taimib Be Maisa, what do you do with Maisa Shani? You just bring it to the Shalim and eat it. So why can't you do it today with no based Midrash? I'm Deloy, but it's different. I'll tell you what, we'll learn from Bikurim. Bukurim, two and in the first fruit, you bring Habas Mok, you gotta bring two Yerushalayim. Umaisa Ton Habas Mok, Maisa Yerushalayim. Ma Bukurim, Ein Echol, Elephant Nebai, because only eaten the Zman Beis HaMikdash. Af Maisa is only brought to Zman Beis HaMikdash, because it says, V'inachta Lifnei Hashem Lekecha, only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Is Af Maisa, so to Maisa, Ein Echol, Elephant Nebai, Maisa is only eaten the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Gemara says, "Mali b'kudim." That's different. You know why b'kudim she came to unyan hanocha? It says in pasuk, "V'hinachtoi lifnei Hashem lekecha." It's a requirement that has to be placed by the mizbech. No, there's no base of mikdash. You can't do it. Toime b'maisa the loy. Maisa don't have that. Tamalim. So the we come to teach you about chalto lifnei Hashem lekecha. That's why the pasuk says, "Without the pasuk, we would never have known. We'd have thought maybe today you should still bring maisa change to the shalayim." And the pasuk says, "Well, chalto lifnei Hashem lekecha. You should eat before the Eibishter while the base of mikdash is upstanding. What should you eat? Maisa the gondcha b'shem." And then it says, "B'chayil is b'karchav v'tzaycha." Hikish, we compare ma'asel b'chayil. We compare the two. Ma b'chayil and nechel ella bifnei habayis in the time based on Migdash. Af ma'asel nechel ella bifnei habayis in the times of the based on Migdash.
Why do we still have a mitzvah pidyon b'chayil?
We still have a mitzvah pidyon, but you can't bring it. You don't.
I'm saying, what's the option? Pidyon is b'di'evad. You don't want to give it to the kohen.
You wait till it has a mum. By b'chayil behema, you wait till it has a mum, and then you can eat it. But you're not allowed to eat it whole, unblemished.
And by Bechor Adam, we still have a mitzvah pidyon.
That's not a good mitzvah pidyon. That's a private thing. The thing about a lead dinner, so why do you need a pasuk? Why don't you just go? You could ask me a question from Bekurim because you have to put him as Bech. I'll tell you, look at the Bechayim. Bechayim have to put him as Bech. You tell Bechayim you have to sprinkle the bottom as Bech, but Bekurim don't have to. And Tzad HaShovash Ben, that only in this man base of Migdash. So the same thing, Maisa. What do you need a posse for? The Lehed didn't go back and forth. The Lehed Ben Mehat Tzad, what's in common that you have to be done in the times of the base of Migdash? Or Rav Ashim, Shem Dikla, maybe you can say, Mala Tzad, no. That both have something in common. The common denominator, both of them is Shebehen, Shegen, Yesh Ben Tzad, Mizbeach. They both have an angle of Mizbeach, either to place it in front of it or sprinkle it. Mashegim Maisa. Freddy Gemoto, Mike Sava, what's the Gemoto? What is it? Remember we had a Machlek in Megillah and Zvachim and so many other places. Ike Sava, does he hold, is he of the opinion that Kedusha, the Shaina, Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, the Salave, that the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's not upstanding, is still a holy place? So again, Lishna B'chay, Lishna Maisa, B'nei Abonin, even B'chay, you should be able to bring today. I taste already out of the Mizbeach, so build the Mizbeach. Even though we don't have Beis HaMikdash, build the Mizbeach. What's the problem? Novas, Ika Zoy holds Kedusha Shrein, Kitra Side Lizzo, there's no Kedusha anymore in Beis HaMikdash. And there's no Kedusha in Beis HaMikdash, but Pasha, there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim either. Yet you're asking me a question about Maisa, maybe you should still bring it to Yerushalayim. No, if you're still asking a question, even though there's no Kedusha anymore, why don't you ask me the same question about Bechor? Maybe Bechor also you should bring to Yerushalayim. Is that Bechor Naim in the Balach? Why don't you ask the same question about Bechor as well? We should bring it to Yerushalayim. There's actually two gesoys here. Rashi tesis. Rashi gives that the conclusion is loy kitcha lasalove, and tesis gives is the conclusion is that yes kitcha lasalove. Anyway, but really that loy kitcha lasalove. So loy kitcha lasalove. What's a shaila by myself? How my skin and so. So if like kitcha lasalove, why by b'chayr we have no question that you're not, that you don't have to bring to your slime, and why by ma'isa you have a question? So he says, oh my skin, and we're talking about a special exceptional case. You sprinkled the blood while the base image is upstanding. The chod of a bayis and the base image is destroyed, and you're standing and you run to a rov. The Romans are destroying the base image. People are dying everywhere, but you are running to a rov to find out what to do. Yeah, I already sprinkled the blood on his back. What am I supposed to do with the animal? But dying beside the kaim, it still has his flesh. If the dam would have been right now here, would you be able to sprinkle it? No. So we compare the meat of the animal to dam. And just like dam, you can no longer bring it. So basa, surely you can no longer bring it. And my question is only regarding maisa. Comes along maisa, and we learn maisa from b'chayr. Because it says in the pasuk, "Achalt of neshama lekecha." We said before, maisa is going to and says also b'chayr. Now what... Since by b'choy we're surely that you don't bring it to the, you don't eat it only b'san habayis. Same thing is by ma'isa. For the Gemara, mi yalfin the kodesh madodi. Can we learn? So what happens here? So A is teaching B and B is teaching C. The dam of the b'choy says you cannot bring anymore. It's teaching regarding the bus of the b'choy. That's B, and then B is teaching. Now B becomes the melamed, and C is the lamed, which is meiser. But we have a rule from Emes Vachim that, according to many, that a lamed by kachim, if you don't have the din mefudish by this din, you cannot teach regarding others. Is a miyaf in the Kurdish Madodi, where Amr Abiyachin, then Abiyachin say, Kula lamedin lamed min alamed. You always learn B, you can teach to C. Chutz min akachim. When it comes to kachim, you cannot learn C from B. You cannot learn Maisa from Mid of Abachay, which if you have a is a chak, you learn from Dam. Shay lamedin lamed min alamed. You don't learn from something that's learned from somewhere else. Says the Gemara, Maisa chulunhu. Maisa behem is treated like chulun. It's not a carbon or anything else. And since Maisa behem is a chulun, it's eaten by the Balabas. Therefore, you could learn chulin. You could learn C from B. Look at the final step. That's the C. You look at the focus on the teacher, not on the student. You focus on B, and B is kach, and B cannot teach regarding C, regardless who C is. Michael Memer. So we answer, boss of a dam, chod milsi. It's not two things. The boss of the same animal as a dam is the same thing. So since dam can no longer bring dam of the b'chayr once the base image is gone, because we're going to sprinkle the blood, automatically the boss also is excluded. It's not two separate dinim. It's not a heck of a learn one from another. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva, that's that was Rabbi Shmuel I learned. What do you learn from Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says, Yochla, I would have thought, Yala Adam b'chay mechus la'aretz, b'am yekayim, yekriven. I would have thought you could bring a b'chayr from chus la'aretz and bring it to the base of English and be makrivit. The same pasuk you should eat before the Eibishter. Ma'ase degoncha ubechoides bekarcha vetzoncha mimakim sheatam mal ma'ase dogan at the mile b'chayr. From the same place that you learn out ma'ase dogan, you also learn out b'chayr. No, from the same place you bring ma'ase dogan. Where do you have a mitzvah of giving ma'ase of your wheat? Only in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where you bring b'chayrus to the base of Midrash. But memakom she'iat the mile ma'ase dogan, where you have no mitzvah ma'ase dogan, no mitzvah of giving ma'ase and truma, which is chutz la'aretz, then i'at the mile b'chayr. So we keep a hold that even with the eved you brought b'chayr from Bavel, we would not accept it. We would not bring it on the base of Midrash. You would not bring it at all. So you see the Akiva holds that even the Eber is no good. That's the Brisa. The story of Ben Atignus is talking about that like it follows Rabbi Akiva. And our Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Azai, I don't know why Ben Azai is called a Zaken when, according to many, he didn't pass away. He passed away young. Didn't pass away, so he didn't have a first name. He's Ben Azai, and Ben Azai says, his name is Shimon. Ben Azai says, Yochel, I would have thought, Malas Masasheni. I would have thought that you can bring Ma'isa Sheini v'yechlenu b'chol aroi. In the times of the Mishkan, in Shiloh, what it was is that Kotche Kalim, if you can see the Mishkan, you ate it. If you couldn't see the Mishkan, you can't eat it. So I would have thought that in Yerushalayim also, even outside of the wall, if you can see Yerushalayim, that's considered good enough, Yerushalayim.
Wasn't there like a whole class of people who were not Musmochim, so they didn't give them the title of Rav, but
only these three people?
Ben Azai, Ben Bagbag,
Ben Bagbag, and Hayward Gatum. It's probably the same person. Ben Bagbag is Gematria 5, Beis Gimel 5. That's Avram. No, that's Avram. They were Gatum. Why did they want to call him Ben Avram? So he said, Ben Hey Hey. That Avram had an extra Hey in his name.
Okay.
That's how his Maram is who he was. But the three bens are all Shimon. Ben Tema, Ben Nazai, and Ben Zema. Says the Gemara. So Ben Nazai says, I would have thought that just
Bechlen,
Bechol Roy,
all at the same time.
So Ben Nazai and Ben Zema definitely have all the same time. Rashi, in the end of the first Perek Sanhedrin, tells us they didn't have Smicha. They were Bochrim, and that's why they didn't have the first name. Ben Nazai married, according to one opinion of Yomis, Ben Nazai married Akiva's daughter. And then he divorced. She divorced him.
Who was it that was said the Nechuz Dagen Sigitza? Was it one of them?
It was a Rav. In Bums. Chos is not a... But Ben Azza said, Nafshi Choshke B'Teira. My desire to learn Teira is too strong. Ben Azza says, Yochel Malas Maisa Sheini V'yechlenu B'chol Aroi. I would have thought Sheini could eat it. Wherever you see him standing Yishalayim. It didn't make sense. B'choy Tana Bad Mokka. B'choy Yad Bring Avetz Mekdush Maisa Tana Bad Mokka. B'choy Bring Yishalayim. Ma B'choy Nechel Othnim Nachayim. Just like B'choy, which can only be eaten inside Yishalayim. Af Maisa Eino Nechel Ela Lifnim Min Nachayim. Maisa also can only be eaten inside Yishalayim. Because the carbon is the glass of the wall. It's called puzzle. You know what's B'choy is different. Cain, Tom, Matan, Domi, and Vimu. There's a connection between B'choy and Mizbeis and Mikdash, and therefore you have to eat inside the walls of Yerushalayim. Tamer b'maisa d'loy, b'maisa, you don't have to put it on the walls of the bed. Tamer leim, b'vach chalto f'nei Hashem l'kecho, y'shiv ma'asa d'gon, chavisaroy, chazerecho, b'choy, b'choy, b'kepit, b'choy, makish, maisa b'choy, ma b'choy, ein nechel, el efnim l'chaim, just like b'choy is only inside Yerushalayim, af ma'asa nechel, el efnim l'chaim, only inside. My kashle, what bothered Ben Azai that he said yochel? Why would you think that you can eat anywhere, even outside Yerushalayim, as long as you can see it? To come, my yochel amrit hoyil, he said, but tanabilan ain't ben shilu Yerushalayim. No difference. Elu shabashili, eich mekachin kalin hasheni b'chol, whatever you want. Over Yerushalayim lifnim minachim, and Yerushalayim only inside the wall. That's kachim kalin because you still have to spray it on the mizbeach. There's a connection. But ma'ase behemah is not sprayed on the mizbeach. Maybe you can eat anywhere where you can see. Kotchim could only be eaten lifnim and not climb inside the curtains. Ma with a tamer b'nishalayim leis and ma'isa sheni b'chol aroi. It's enough if you see it because there's no connection to the mizbeach. Kamashlo, no, it has to be inside the walls because you compare it to b'chol. Achedi ma'im. Others say yochel. I would have thought yeah b'chol shav b'shnasa. I would have thought a b'chol you have to bring with him 1 year old. What happens if the year is over? Is it possible? Is it kipsuli hamikdash of the apostle? That's it. You can no longer bring it on mizbeach. Tamalim and ma'as. That's why I use the ma'isa d'gan chavish reish gutzlecha. Makish b'chol we compare b'chol. We compare to Maiser. Just like Maiser, ain't a nifsel mishon l'chavrta. Just like Maiser does not get puzzled from 1 year to the next year. Ain't a nifsel mishon l'chavrta. If you miss the year, even ideally you should bring him with 1 year old. You miss the year, nishgefelich. Look for the mother, the rabbana, the mafkula, time machrina. Rabbana use it for another thing, mishon l'chavrta. They use this hekesh to teach you other things we said before, inside the walls. Or it has to be dafka b'zam based in Migdash. The mafkatan mechilim mishana l'chavata menalo harinu from 1 year to the next. Nafkalu, they learn out, melifna Hashem alakecha tachlonu shana b'shana, 1 year into the next year. Liman abchoy shenifshal mishana l'chavata. Abchoy does not become possible, it's over a year old. Nu lachedim that they learn from the pasuk, the hekish, the b'choy, lifna shana l'chavata, b'choy shana b'shana, my dor shibay, what do they do b'shana b'shana? Says the Gemara, boy, they need it for, look at the time we learned. Yoyim echad mishana zu, v'yoyim echad mishana cheres. One day in this year, one day in another year, limud al abchoy teaches about abchoy shenechel l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. Teaches about abchoy that can be eaten in 2 days and 1 night. How do you know that abchoy is like a shlomi 2 days and 1 night? Because it says mishana l'shana, one day in this year, one day in that year, and the night in between. But abonu on the nechel yomim v'layla echad. How do they know this is mishana l'shana that it can be over a year old? On my cross, it says, you should treat a b'chor like you wave the trufa. Which carbon do you wave? Do you wave the breast? That's by a shlamim. I'm a shlamim. You can eat 2 days and 1 night. Okay.